You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Linda Budd, the tea alchemist, who is a connoisseur of ancient tea rituals from around the world and is the founder of the Canadian brand Tea Alchemy. Linda, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It certainly is good to have you. So, as the founder of Tea Alchemy and a certified tea sommelier, you are known as the tea alchemist to anyone not familiar with the world of tea. What does that mean?
Well, it actually means that I've studied tea, everything about it, from the history, the ceremonial rituals, explored the growing regions of the world that produce quality teas, herbs, and we promote fair trade, ethical tea partnerships in communities and villages from where these teas are produced and where they're grown. And I became a tea certified sommelier through a local college, George Brown College, where they have a certificate program course. It takes about a year and a half, but also just traveling to different parts of the world and learning through trade shows, people. It's become a big part of my life, so it's just a constant lifestyle. So exploring and changing and experimenting, and that's pretty much, you never stop learning because there are thousands of years to study and places to go, and it's just a lifestyle that continues to grow. So it's one of those things that there are so many people that know a lot about the business and the industry, so it's just it's exciting because it never stops.
What are the most important things for people to know about Tea Alchemy's products?
Well, everything I've gone out and researched and tried and experimented myself, and I put a lot of pride in that because I've been learning by the experts, and I go to those people when I need some other advice and partnerships and build alliances that way, and we stand by our products, and we're constantly looking for new innovative ideas, and we get that through travel and experimenting and coming up with new blends.
And your company's tagline is blend it, sip it, rub it, stir it. You got to like that creativity there. Create your own chemistry, which demonstrates many different things you can do with tea. What are some examples of things you've created beyond brewing a pot of tea?
We've taken it to many different levels. There's different types of products and processing for making different types of teas. And there's a process that makes a powder, which is a matcha powder. But we also have a rooibos powder, black tea powder. So we're creating different recipes and ideas using things like powders, tea rubs, syrups. We've created a bunch of different tea-type cocktails that can be used as mocktails, putting them into recipes, and looking and many opportunities. There's about 200 things you can do with tea, and because it's such a big part of our life and our passion, we're always experimenting, trying to find new things to do with it.
Today we are joined by Linda Budd, the tea alchemist, who is a connoisseur of ancient tea rituals from around the world and is the founder of the Canadian brand Tea Alchemy. She's joined us here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Linda, rituals of tea drinking ceremonies, as mentioned, have existed for centuries and come from every corner of the globe. How do you suggest that a beginner approach discovering the world of tea through tea alchemy without feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Well, like I said before, it never ends. I think it's just opening your eyes when you go into a boutique, when you go into a tea house, or seek out those tea houses to go out and continuing to try. The only thing that frustrates me is people to say they don't like tea, and I'm thinking there are thousands and thousands of different blends and flavors and new crops every year. It's almost like finding a fine wine that you like. It's constantly changing. It's evolving. And I would just encourage people to continue to go with that and then starting learning how to prepare the tea, right, from brewing the water to the right temperature and reading the instructions on those labels to know what temperature they should be at and how long they should be steeped, and just continuing to go from there and have fun with it and enjoy.
And lastly, by suggesting all the different things you can do with tea and asking people to create their own chemistry, you open up a world of culinary possibilities. But is there anything you cannot do or that's not safe to do with tea?
Well, I think you just have to be aware of ingredients, for sure. Read the boxes and see what teas have been blended with what, if you get artificial flavoring. And also, I encourage people to look at that because they might have some type of allergies. A lot of teas can be blended with nuts, with glutens, or certain flavorings that you don't particularly like, or fruits and herbs and stuff like that. So I think if you just become aware of that, keep it out of direct sunlight and airtight containers to retain its flavor. If anything, it just is like a herb, you know. After it sits for a while, it loses its flavor.
Before you go, where can our listeners connect with you and also get more information about Tea Alchemy online?
Well, it's at www.tealchemy.ca. I'll spell that. It's TEALCHEMY.ca. And we're based out of Toronto and shipped right across the country.
Very good. Certainly has been helpful. One more last question for you. What bit of advice would you like to leave with the entrepreneurs out there contemplating becoming an entrepreneur and getting into their own business?
I believe to encourage people to discover your passion in life. Follow it and do what you love. Don't be afraid to dream big, because when you think positive and work towards your goals, you will receive success or achieve success. And no matter what your business, product, or market, do your research and make it a habit. Do everything yourself first, and then hire professionals and align yourself with great partnerships.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Linda Budd, the tea alchemist, who is a connoisseur of ancient tea rituals from around the world and is the founder of the Canadian brand Tea Alchemy, based in Toronto, Canada. And the website of reference, once again, is teaalchemy.ca. Linda, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.